Amen.
Sit down, congratulate your neighbor. Tell him, may the Lord give you peace. May the Lord give you peace. And the peace of the Lord will be upon you. Yeah. We bless the name of the Lord for all those testimonies. The testimony of our mommy reminded me of one day I was going to somebody to catch some money. You know, the phone call came. He said, I have the money now. It was a loan. I have the money now. If you want, please call. Then I was going all the way. In order to meet with time, getting to a stadium, around that stadium in Surulere, bus stop, the traffic jam was like everywhere blocked. I told myself the best thing is to get this car somewhere and take an Okada. And that was the last time I took Okada in Nigeria. And that I will ever take Okada again. So, lo and behold, I just parked. I found a way I parked the car and I went on Okada. Before, it was that stadium down about, going to, I can't remember the name of that street now. Alaka, you know. And this car was coming from nowhere. After we thought we have, you know, escaped the holdup. The Okada flew up. I was up, you know. And by the time I came down, I blacked out. You know. But after some minutes, I had a lot of joy coming over me. You know what? When the pain came, I said, wow, I'm still alive. Hallelujah. I am still alive. Because if I'm dead, I wouldn't have been feeling this pain. Praise the Lord. The Lord will give us peace. Amen. Numbers chapter 6, from 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6. We have been examining this priestly blessing and how God told Abraham, Moses, tell Aaron, this is how he should bless my people. And by this, God said, he will put my name upon the people. The name of the Lord will not disappear from you. Amen. The glory of the Lord will not disappear from you. The joy of the Lord will not disappear from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Amen. And be gracious to thee. Amen. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. Amen. And give you peace. Amen. 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 It's been a 6-point prayer that we have been examining. Today we are going to be examining the last part. And the Lord give you peace. A few weeks ago, we looked at the Lord bless you. And then the following week, we look at the Lord keep you. In order to save time, we look at the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you together. Last Sunday, we look at the Lord lift his countenance upon you. And this Sunday, today, we are looking at the Lord give you peace. Say amen. If there's one status or situation that everyone wishes to attain in life, it is a situation of peace. God will give you peace. Amen. Anyone who aspires for anything other than peace is going to find chaos, disturbance, instability, restlessness, and many more on the opposite side. May that not ever be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. While some people simply define peace as the absence of war, we all know that peace is much more than this simplistic view. There can be an absence of war, and yet an individual may live continually in restlessness and crisis with little or no experience of sleep. We all know that. Numbers 6:26, the Bible says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This message is the concluding part of the 6-part prayer I've been examining in Numbers 6:26 to 27, where God dictated to Moses the words of the prayers that the priest should bless the children of Israel with. David was a man who loved God. He wanted to build a house to the glory and to the honor of God. However, he was unable to fulfill this goal because he had largely lived in an absence of peace all the days of his life. He was a man of war. It was an ambition. David wanted to use it to crown all his achievement, so that when it is said, what did David actually did? You say, he was the best king Israel ever had. And to crown it all, he built the house of God. That was his ambition. But God said no. Look at that passage. First Chronicles 22:7-10. 1 Chronicles 22:7-10. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest for all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give you peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of the kingdom over Israel forever.'" Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you can see, as indicated in that passage, God does not want hands stained with blood to build him a house. And a house of peace, for that matter. His plan was to give Solomon rest and Israel peace, during which time his house will be built. And if you look at that story and that history, for 40 years of Solomon's reign, he never fought any war. So a life devoid of peace is a troubled life. May your life never be troubled. Why would anyone want to come home after a day of activities and not be able to sleep? Why would anyone wish for a life filled with strifes and contentions, a life of struggles and disappointments, of bitter oppositions and challenges and other associated woes? Why? No. I do not know of many people who wish to live in such conditions. If there is no peace in one area of one's life, it is easy for the other areas to be affected. Once there is no peace in one's marriage, it will affect your work, it will affect your association with people, it will affect your all sorts of things. If there is no peace at work, you won't have peace, when you get home, you won't have all sorts of things. If there is no peace at work and you come home with a troubled countenance, your spouse will ask questions over questions. If not properly managed, those questions will lead to outburst and ignite another war at home. So God knows the importance of peace in the life of his children. Hence, the addition of peace in the prayers that he dictated to Moses. A life without peace is a hopeless life. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of what? Thought of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. To give you an expected end." I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2020 and this decade shall be peaceful for us. Amen. Past years may have been filled with pains and disappointments. But Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning." Your joy will come in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. May your joy come from this moment on now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As God gave peace and quietness to Israel in the days of Solomon, so shall he give you peace and quietness from this day forward, this year, this decade, in the mighty name of Jesus. As he gave Solomon rest from all his enemies all around, so shall he do for you going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. As the voice of rejoicing and salvation in the tent of the righteous, so shall your house be filled with good news and celebrations from time to time in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 118 verse 15. Psalm 118 verse 15. Psalm 118 verse 15. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in where? In the tabernacles of the righteous, in the house of the righteous. The hand of the Lord Almighty doeth violently. I pray for you in the name that's above other name. As the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous, so shall your house be filled with good news and celebrations from this time moment throughout this decade and all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Look at the word of Jesus Christ. John 14:27. John 14:27 said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I do what? I give unto you. As the world, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be what? Be afraid." Fear shall never be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. In everything that you lay your hand upon this year and this decade, you will testify. Testimonies shall be your way all through in the mighty name of Jesus. When you travel, you will have peace. When you come back, you will meet with peace. Wherever you lay your hand upon, wherever you go, the peace of the Lord will follow you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, in his infinite mercies, told the children of Israel, if you obey all these commandments that I've set before you, if you do everything that I have commanded you, and so shall you enjoy the peace, you know, and the land will not do what? Will not spill you out. I pray America will not spill any one of us out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
We can only enjoy peace if we have given our life to Christ. Before our anniversary, there's a sister among us, before the anniversary, there was a restructuring in their place of work. And they thought that who can we send away? You know. And she was sent packing. And the theme of the anniversary was Songs of Glory. And then in the process, okay, don't worry, we pay you for this month, we pay you for February, so that at least it's like you are on vacation. You know. But do you know that during the anniversary, she tried to do some interviews and so on and so forth. And everything went well. They narrowed everything down to two places with a better income. And when first came to me, I said, "Look, do you have peace of God? Do you have the peace? Can you pray for that organization?" Because that's the first thing. If you can just gather your mind together and say, "Well, this thing that has happened is for good," and then you pray, a lot of things come into play. And then later she came to me, "There's a shining place that I want. This one I don't want." I said, "Well, the prayer shall be, let the will of God be done." Today, still on vacation, not even knowing that she's, got jobs here and there, all sorts of things, with a better income. You know, 6-figure. I've been 14 years in this country without my qualification. I've never reached that 6-figure. But we thank God for what God is doing in the life of our children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in conclusion this morning, brethren, it is the word of Christ that I want you to hold on to. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Be troubled. Neither let it be afraid." But If you are not yet, if you have not yet given your life to Christ, you do not have a covenant with God. His promises cannot come to pass in your life. His promises do not apply to you. To come under these promises, we must surrender our life to Christ today. Let's be on our feet, brethren. Let's be on our feet. I want us to examine ourselves. Where do you think you have missed it? Let's rededicate our life to Christ this morning. Or maybe you are there. You don't even know, what really does it mean to give my life to Christ? Say this simple prayer with me. And after, you are free to come and see me, and then we'll talk. A lot of things happen simply because we are not born again. A lot of things happen simply because we do not give our life to Christ. The Yoruba says, no matter how big the world is, W-O-R-D, no, we cannot put a knife into it. We only speak it out with our mouth. This morning, speak to God. No matter how big the problem is, no matter how the sin is. Lord, I know that I am a sinner. And I am unable to save myself. I am sorry for my sins, and I pray that you please forgive me. Pray this prayer with me. I am aware that your son Jesus died for my sins, and I accept him as my Lord and Savior this morning. I surrender my life unto him. I surrender my life unto you from this moment on. From this moment on, Lord. I surrender my life. Please take control of my entire being. Help me to be obedient to your word going forward. Help me, Lord. I want to be obedient to your word. This morning at Sunday school, we were taught how to memorize the word of God. I want to know your word. I want to know you. So that I can enjoy your peace all the days of my life. I want to know you, Lord. Help me. Establish your peace in my life. Remember the word of God? So when the enemy rises like a flood, he said, I will raise a standard against him. But if you don't have that peace, you will not recognize that standard that is being raised by God. It is easily possible for that flood to overwhelm you when you don't have the peace of God. Father, I need your peace. Send your peace into my life. Send your peace, Lord. Let thy peace overwhelm me in all areas of my life. I surrender my work, my vocation unto you. Father, let there be peace. I surrender my marriage unto you, Lord. Let there be peace. Daddy, I surrender my home unto you. Let there be peace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. So that we can really understand this prayer, let me share a personal experience with you. All these years I've been praying, Father, I need grandchildren. Can grandchildren without the children getting married? No. And this is my prayer, one of the pinpoints of my prayer, anywhere I go. Father, do this. concerning these children. Lo and behold, recently, a WhatsApp message came from a friend of mine. We were in college together, but he was 5 years older than me. I'll be 60 this year. That means that guy will be 65. And I saw him taking photographs with his two children, just matriculating into the university. This guy is 65. His children are just matriculating. Do you know what I mean? We don't use that word here. They are just entering the university. Man, I've gone through the university. They have gone through college. They have their professional license. They are working. They are on their six-figure income and so on and so forth. And God asked me, can you compare your life together and see what I have done in your life? I felt ashamed of myself. Since that time, I have peace. God will bring peace into your life. Amen. We are going to cry unto the Lord. Let your peace reside in me. When you think you have problem, and you see the problem of some other people, then you mellow. My Father and my God, King of Kings, nothing is impossible for you. Let your peace reign all over me. Let your peace surround me. Let your peace overtake me. Lord, I need your peace. In the name that's above every other name, I enter into your peace this morning. And throughout this decade and for the rest of my life, it shall be peaceful unto me. You will enjoy the peace of the Lord, just as Jesus Christ has given unto us. For you will realize that this world, you are just a pilgrim. Even when you are profiled, don't worry. You are passing by. Racial profile is everywhere. Even the country where we come from. When you get to the north, they look at you, Yarubawa, and they speak nonsense into your head. When you come to the south will look at an average Hausa man and say, Mala. Call a fellow Igbo man a Nyomiri. You see, racial profiling is everywhere. But when you realize that this world is not our own, that we are just passing by, you will have the peace of God in your soul. Father, do not take away your peace from me. Talk to God this morning. Do not take your peace away from me. Ask God to vindicate you. Ask God to plead your cause against all ungodly people. Because it's the God of your strength. And he will not cast you off. The Lord will not cast you out. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You have come to the presence of the Lord this morning. Ask for something. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to magnify his word in your life. This is necessary because the word of God confirms it. At all times, you wake up in the morning, bless yourself, pray for yourself, pray for your nation. And it is necessary because the word of God confirms it. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Jeremiah 1:9. God has put forth his hand this morning and he has touched your mouth. And the Lord said to me, and he's saying to you, behold, I put my words in your mouth. The word of God is your mouth this morning. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Plant good things into your life this morning. Build good things into your life this morning. Destroy those evil in your life. Throw away those aspersions. Throw away those evil thoughts. Root out and pull out those evil thoughts. And build yourself to the level that you want.
So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son,
Amen.
And in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Offering time.